Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
we come now to 2019. And when we talk about the question of equity and how to bring equity for Nashvillians, that's the topic, a general topic. For the next 30, 45 minutes or so, that's what we'll talk about, and I encourage you to call and pose your questions to me. I'm happy to answer them and to respond accordingly. All we ask is that we show some respect to one another and that sort of thing, and we'll be fine. 657-383-0944. We will be doing this for the next couple of months on Friday night around 7 o'clock p.m. All right? Probably with the exception of the 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, so we are talking about equity in 2019. What's the challenge? Well, one of the things is a massive growth spurt, as I call it, an economic tide that hit Nashville. Some were prepared for it, and others were not so prepared. So they found themselves struggling as the tide rose, some vessels, others sank. I'm not suggesting that there was any intentional nefarious activity, but certainly the unintended consequence of this massive growth. Somewhere around 2013 was introduced the Nashville Next Plan, it was called. It was an idea of scope into the vision of the city then over the next 10 to 20 years, how they expected to expand it through planning, Nashville Planning Department. Well, as a result of it, they did send out notices and so forth and so on. I was part of that. And basically, they made it clear what their intents were, how they were going to be using certain federal dollars coupled with certain state and mostly local funds in the revenues that came from certain of these policies that were being enacted to build and expand Nashville. Now, my wife and I are came to Nashville, I did, 32 years ago as a student at Fisk University. We started a family. She's a Fisk graduate as well. Both of our children were born and raised right here in Nashville. And now they're grown. But I've been able to witness this growth. And in my time, I have seen the emergence of several communities to exact their interest and to identify their will and to make it clear that they are politically organized to represent their best interests. Some of those are the Hispanic community, which has grown immensely now. Successfully established its own Chamber of Commerce. We've seen the growth of the LGBT community organize itself quite well, I might add. We've seen refugee groups representing various other ethnicities and cultures that come to Nashville do an excellent job to identify their interests and represent themselves, as well as, most recently, some of the other social groups associated with Black Lives Matter and Gideon's Army. These are groups of people that all have one thing in common. They want to be recognized and have their interests respected in our local council. Now, circumstances as they were, for whatever reason, place us where there are many people today, 2019, who, as we prepare to defeat a new mayor, vice mayor, an entire city council. All those seats are open. It is your choice who fills them. As we approach that, what many people are saying, I've been able to talk to many of them. I'm a former candidate for state senate, which is right in the heart of Davidson County, Nashville proper. is that they're saying that, you know, we're not necessarily opposed to the growth and expansion of Nashville, but we are opposed to development that is oppressive and that pushes others out. And that's what we've seen. You look at the census tracking and the estimate, you'll see that certain populations have dwindled in certain areas, inner core of Nashville in particular, and have grown outer lines, right? Madison, Donaldson, Hermitage, Antioch. These areas have been drastically affected. East Nashville is growing. North Nashville is growing. South Nashville is growing. Wonderful things are happening, but at the same time, certain people are feeling the pressure and the weight of that growth. Hence the need to talk about what real equity is. Okay? And so we open up the phone lines to you, 657-383-0944. You can call right now, and let's have a conversation about it. Have a conversation about it. So you might ask, what is my legislative interest or agenda? And as I said earlier, direct you to my website, constituentadvocacy.com. If you go there, you'll find that if you click on the link, Meet the Candidate, you can find information more about me, but more importantly, the candidate platform. There you will notice that we are focusing essentially on three things. Now, as a council at large person, or representative, I should say, I don't specifically or directly represent any of the 35 councilmatic districts. However, we work in concert with the entire council and those respective council persons to represent your interests in an at-large. So those five people work to represent the interests of the whole city council. This was the wisdom of 1962 when they laid out the plan to combine the city with the county, right? Nashville with Davidson County. And accordingly, the role that I would have is to hear you. So there are just three things essentially that I focus my attention on relative to my representation of you. I believe, respectfully, that what has happened is policies and determination of how resources will be allocated that have caused some strain even on our educational system. Okay? Caused problems with economic disparities, in many ways continuing them and exacerbating them. And we see very clearly that there is a major public safety element or crime problem. Now, I know that people are working hard and they mean well, but the reality is that these things exist. What I aim to proffer is legislative ideas and support, working with the other council people to build 21st century community learning centers. As an educator by training, I understand how important it is for neighborhoods and communities and families to have extended support beyond the great work that's being done in our public schools. As a former special ed teacher in Metro Public Schools, I can tell you, teachers are doing a fabulous job. They're working and doing the best they can under oftentimes some of the most difficult circumstances. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, when any of our children fail or not do well, I won't say fail, I want to change that. When they don't do well and meet proficiency, that's a red flag that we need to do something different. And what we need to do is to empower parents to become partners with public school teachers, okay? So that they provide the instruction in the classroom and it's followed up, supported in the community at home. All right? So 21st century learning centers can meet that objective. In fact, I believe that there's a way to take the young people we see in the news thread that engage in criminal activities and to better manage their time Can you imagine one of them learning how to use a flight simulator in a structured environment? May become an airline pilot or an engineer. Who knows? Focus economic development. Now, I realize that there is the new tax policy provides an opportunity for opportunity zones, as they're called in the plan, to use certain benefits from development such that they would have a tax credit for capital gains tax. And if they were to invest those in minority business startups in these targeted zones that are identified by census tract, and they're in the areas that African Americans populated predominantly in the voting precinct, there's opportunities for some of those individuals who are or might be encouraged to engage in criminal activity to focus their time on business development. Those are the type of policies that I like to push under the economic development component, focused economic development. And then lastly, we know that there are a lot of good people who get caught up in a lot of bad things. But then there are individuals who don't fully understand social contract between government and citizens. That says very simply, in exchange for providing safety and protection for all of us, all citizens subject themselves to the laws of our city and our government. Well, proactive crime intervention initiatives is what I'm seeking to espouse and promote and to offer working with other councilmen. I believe that these three things in combination can reduce strain, pressure, and to plug those holes in the vessels of those who struggle the most in Nashville, many of which are native to Nashville, been here all their lives. Right? So, with that basic context and background, again, we're going to go for a little while. This is intended for you. So I want to encourage you to give me a call here at 657-383-0944. That's the number you can call right here into the studio. I'll be happy to entertain your questions and comments. Until you call, I will address a few more issues, and hopefully we'll be able to engage some of you. If you've got our announcement via Instagram or Facebook, perhaps an email, this is what we're here for. And the purpose to tell, please share this or share this particular live stream video so that our other neighbors and constituents can be aware. Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m., we'll do that. Let me just take a moment to do some announcements here. And you can find these on the website as well on the homepage. So, again, tonight is May 24th, 2019, and we are bringing this live dialogue, podcast dialogue with you, our cherished neighbors in Nashville. But on May the 13th, we had a presentation with MNEA and the other unions in Nashville. I found that to be a very enlightening experience because I gained a greater sense of understanding of what many public service workers are facing, what they are in desperate need of. What happens is we have a tax base, and some would argue that you should raise taxes so that you can properly fund it. But then there's the argument to be made that there is a better way to use resources that are coming in from tourism, other developments, so forth and so on. Okay? And supplement our basic budget. We've seen it in the news thread. Now, it's not my intention to lambast anybody or to downput or play down anyone, but more importantly, it's about you. This is why my website is title, Constituent Advocacy. But that's really what it's all about. That is my goal as a city councilman at large, to advocate on behalf of all of Nashville. As I share with you, there are a number of communities that have grown and developed and have done an excellent job of organizing themselves politically to have their voices heard. In social media, there are various groups on Facebook, Hip Ordo, Hip Antioch, Hip Hermitage, East Nashville, there are several others, and I mean they skip me at the moment, but they're organized groups of people who are looking out. Next door is another venue. People are looking out for their neighbors, which is a powerful tool. We know that things like a flood can and does affect all of us. Just look at 2010. We know things like a massive shooting can and does affect all of us. Look at the Waffle House. We know that engagement, unfortunately, that law enforcement, police officers are working hard, putting their lives on the line, but too often they find themselves in negative, tragic engagement with residents of Nashville. That can affect all of us. What do we do about it? What can we do about it? Well, one of the things we can do is be proactive. And it's important that citizens understand, as I referred to earlier, that social contract. What are the civic expectations of every citizen, for the young and the old? Doesn't mean that you are a coward or a chump or something wrong with you because you allow the government and those that you elected to represent you in government to work on your behalf. By extension, your police officers and fire department, firemen, other public service agents. Oftentimes people go into departments and they're frustrated and the workers there become frustrated. But the truth of the matter, they're there working on your behalf. And you basically enable them to be there. By virtue that they're there to serve you, they have a job. But for that, they would not be in that position. So there is a healthy relationship that can and should transpire between us all. And so as a council person, again, it is my intent focus on those things. I believe that Nashville has the potential to continue to grow and to continue its path to be world recognized. It is important, however, that we not leave anyone behind, particularly so those who have been here all their life, as well as our newcomers to Nashville. Arguably, I'm not a native Nashville. I've been here 32 years now. I think I've been around long enough to get a little dust on me, if you will. But nonetheless, my point is we all are part of this august and beautiful city that has great potential. I'm convinced that we have the potential to improve the scores academically for all of our children. The right mind, with the right intent, the right heart. Not only can we, but we will do that. We'll do that. And I seek your support August 1st to represent you in the city council to proffer those type of policies and to ensure that proper resources are distributed and allocated to each of those areas. Interesting thing, the unemployment rate has dropped in Davidson County as a whole. Do you not know that there are pockets of economic disparity? And if the least of our residents are at harm or hurting, uncomfortable, I would think that makes all of us uncomfortable. Dr. King said it best that people protest when they feel as though their voice is not heard. And it's tragic and unfortunate that for young people, early as young as 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old now, are engaged in illegal acts at all times of the morning. How can we turn that around? I want to, again, proffer policies that provide support, empowerment, as well as to be firm, fair, and consistent with civic expectations. Our juvenile courts can use your help. Right? How can we partner with our police department to certainly eradicate and move away things that are not proper, that are bad, individuals that don't belong there, but more importantly, support those who put their lives on the line every day, you and I. I believe most of us, all of us, I believe, even those that have the negative, they understand that concept. Certainly, if anything happens to any citizen, we rightfully expect that those who serve and protect will come to our aid. All right. Well, I was going to talk a little bit more about some of the expectations. We still have time. Give me a call here, 657-383-0944. If you'd like to post a question or comment via Facebook, I'll be happy to share that and address that before we close out tonight. This is your time. Your time to talk with me. We will do more to get the word out. So June 10th, I will be at the Donaldson Hermitage Neighborhood Candidates Forum. It'll be held at the Hermitage Police Precinct at 3701 James K. Lane in Hermitage, Tennessee. On June 25th, will be at the Davidson County Young Democrats Candidates Forum, and that will be held at the Nashville School of Law at 4013 Armory Oaks Drive. Then on July 10th, Vanderbilt University holds its Meet the Candidates picnic from 11:30 to 1 p.m. It's at the Recreational Wellness Center. Then on June the 11th, Bellevue Harper Chamber of Commerce candidate forum will convene 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 at the Nashville Christian School at 7555 Sawyer Brown Road. We will be there in attendance all day, participating in that forum. And on July the 12th, perhaps know already, from July 12th to July 27th, early voting starts. Now, let me just say that I understand that we've had a very, very busy 4 years in Davidson County with elections. And there's a chance that many voters are frustrated, tired, and just simply fatigued from it all. But this is a very, very important time and decision. And I want to encourage you to look very hard at all of us candidates, see what it is we're bringing to the table. Particularly, I want you to vote for Reuben Dockery, Council at Large. However, I want you to vet us all and to be clear about that. Because this is going to determine what sort of policies that are continued, are modified, or changed that will affect and impact lives directly from this point forward. Okay? Of course, August 1st is the election. Look for me, possibly, to be on in your area on the July 4th celebration. We intend to move around and stay tuned for other important announcements. Okay, so we still have time. It's 7:29, and we still have time for entertain your questions or comments right here on this special podcast. Communication or conversation with 2019 Council at Large candidate Reuben Dockery, yours truly. Let me again give you these announcements. If you are online, you can go right now to constituentadvocacy.com. Again, that's constituentadvocacy.com. That's the website. That's our website. Again, I want to reiterate that I intentionally did not name it after me because I want to emphasize this campaign is really about you, the constituent, and how I can represent your best interests, regardless to what your orientation is, your identification. I had the occasion as a candidate in Council District 1 previously, in fact, 2015, and Senate District 19 this last year, 2018, to walk the streets, shake the hands, talk to a great many people, specifically young people, young men who are often cast aside as pariahs in society because of their choices in life. What I found is that there is a genuine interest on their part to gain information and to get support to improve their lives and do different. But what it seems to be the case is there are few to none that are willing to help them. Part of the problem is they can't get past who and what they see. Okay? We need a city that is embracing of everybody. Then we can get toward effectively reducing crime. I spoke with a couple of the community police officers, the sergeants that came to the various neighborhood association meetings and groups, and one of them in particular, we talked about how we can really examine the nature of the police reports and the crimes and the incidents and try to understand exactly in certain targeted areas what is the driving forces behind it. Well, that requires the involvement of community organizations and even faith-based entities. There's an opportunity for churches that sit dormant for large portions of the week to be open and serve as 21st century community learning centers. I said earlier, one of the things that we would find funding for, or create funding, I believe the will of the people is more powerful than anything. And that is for these young fellas that are out on the streets to be able to sit down and to have their learning styles recognized, tap into that, and empower them through information. Right. As an educator, again, I can tell you that I firmly believe that we're missing out on a great talent. Oftentimes, it winds up in the juvenile justice system and only graduates from there to go to the adult criminal justice prison system. We're losing out. Okay? We can change that. We can change that. I would like to be the one that helped you lead us in that direction. All right, 657-383-0944 is a number that you can call right now. I know this is you. I realize this is just sprung on you out of nowhere. But if you go and you give us a call now, you follow us live on Facebook, you can call me. I ain't gonna bite you, I promise. So, yeah, I want to hear from you. Seriously, it's about you. And it's about us being able to do some things together. Okay. When you go to the website, you'll find the fact that you can connect with me on Instagram. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can also connect with me on our website, constituentadvocacy.com. Again, that's constituentadvocacy.com. And I'd be happy to share this information and engage you. I would love to come to your neighborhood. You simply go online to constituentadvocacy.com, then where the button that says more, just join the campaign. I invite you to do that. Click that button, join the campaign. And as you do so, you'll see three different boxes there. I'm a campaign surrogate, I'm a campaign volunteer, and support outreach. Those are very important things that we can use to help get the information out. So what we'd like you to do is to host meet and greet at your home, on your block. I'll bring equipment to you. We'll sit there and we'll talk to you and your neighbors. Bring your neighbors out to meet us. I don't think people should just vote for you because you, your name is popular. They should know something about you. You should have some substance behind your candidacy. Firm believer of that. All right? We need your support. But when you go to the website, there are several ways on every page you can click the icon online giving, and your contribution will help us. No amount is too small. We certainly ask to test a $50 contribution. And it is not tax deductible because it's a political campaign, and we're not a 501c4 organization. However, you will be helping us to achieve the goal of reaching all of you. Okay? As you know, the campaign finance regulations limit how much one individual can give to $1,500. So, with that in mind, we ask you to make your contribution. When you go down to the bottom of the page that says Join Constituent Advocacy Campaign, you can put your name, your email, subject, nature of your communication, and text your message. It says very simply, "Hello, Mr. Dockery, I would love to have you come to my neighborhood. I'm willing to work and bring my neighbors out to see you. I'll be right there. Give me a holler. We'll be right there. I'm glad to do that." Click the send button and we're good to go. All right. You can mail us the campaign at PO Dockery for Metro Council. It is Dockery for Metro Council. PO Box 2800314. Again, that's Dockery for Metro Council. PO Box 2800314, Nashville, Tennessee. 7228. All right. Our campaign number, give us a call, is 615 between business hours, 478-4233. Again, that campaign number during business hours, 615-478-4233. And you can email us always at Dockery4MetroCouncil@gmail.com. All right. I think we've covered that fairly well. We still have time for you to give us a call, about maybe another 10 minutes here or so, and we'll be happy to entertain your questions or comments. If not, again, I ask that you share this post or share this live stream with your neighbors and friends. It's important to me that you know who I am and what we are running for, and what we stand for. You should know that I stand for you. I'm running for you. I'm running for you. My interest is to represent Nashville well. I've seen many things over the last 32 years. Many of those things are not good. I know we can. I believe we will do better. Just want to be a part of taking the lead to help us do that. I offer myself as a citizen servant, your next city councilor at large representative. Again, constituentadvocacy.com is the web page that you can go to contact us, and you'll be able to get access to us in every way from constituentadvocacy.com. And I think that about covered. So our topic tonight was we were talking largely about how to bring equity to Nashvillian. And I shared with you that there are three themes principally that as a candidate my platform offers to bring that equity over the next 4 years. And that's by establishing 21st Century Community Learning Centers, which I'm convinced will greatly empower parents to become partners with our for the school teachers. I saw some resign. I hated that. It should never be the case. We should do better. The other thing is focused economic empowerment, where there are opportunities to literally use federal, state, local policies and resources to occupy the time of those who are most likely to engage in criminal activity and proactive economic development. Not everybody will start their own business, but there are many out there who desire to do so. And they would be in a position to hire their neighbors or friends and neighbors. Okay? We improve the overall economic condition. When you do that, improve your educational opportunities, you improve your economic independence and viability, you don't have time for crime. That way, this is proactive crime intervention, initiatives of this nature. All right? That's my platform. A platform, three things. 21st century community learning centers, focused educational or economic empowerment, and proactive crime prevention initiatives. This is your candidate, Ruben Dockery, for Council at Large. I look forward to talking with you again. We'll be back next Friday. Don't worry. You had to warm up to me. You had to check me out. Get a feel of where we're coming from, no problem. I understand. Let's talk next Friday. Line up your questions. Bring them to me. That's okay. We'll talk about it. We'll be sending out more announcements and so forth and so on. So with that being said, I think we've come to a point where unless we get a call here, 657-383-0944, I think you kind of understand a little bit better where we're coming from, and we'll be back again. We'll be back again. So I want to thank each and every one of you that have followed us on Facebook Live or that will follow afterwards. I have a special request. I ask that you share this post with your neighbors and friends so that they can understand, they can get to know about our candidacy. All right? Okay. With that being said, I think that we're in a position to transition our way out. Again, I want to encourage you to go to constituentadvocacy.com. That's constituentadvocacy.com. There you can get all the information about the Dockery for Metro Council campaign you would need. And share it with your neighbors, please. Be sure to share it with your neighbors. Stay tuned for announcements about some fundraising activities and things of that nature, and I hope and pray that you'll join us, that you'll be a part of that. Dave Brubeck, who you heard at the top of the show, now as artist, is hit, Take Five. We leave with Dave Brubeck. We'll see you next Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. for another live podcast discussion. 2019 Council of Large Candidates. Thank you. We'll see you. Thank you.